But the people who want big fences and guns, sure, we could secure the borders. A barbed wire fence with machine guns, that would do the trick. I don't believe that's what America is all about. I just really don't. We can enforce our law. If we had a healthy economy, this wouldn't be such a bad deal. People are worrying about jobs. But every time you think about this toughness on the border and ID cards and real IDs, think that it's a penalty against the American people, too. I think this fence business is designed and may well be used against us and keep us in. In economic turmoil, the people want to leave with their capital, and there's capital controls and there's people control. So every time you think of a fence keeping all those bad people out, think about those fences maybe being used against us, keeping us in.
I am the only one. Just me. I can build a wall around your homes that nothing will penetrate.
You're a liar, Trump.
I alone can fix it.
I am the only one. Just me.
I alone can fix it.
I am the only one. Just me. I can build a wall around your homes that nothing will penetrate.
Build the wall. Build the wall. Build the wall. Build the wall.
I can build a wall around your homes that nothing will penetrate.
You're a liar, Trump.
Do you hear about Trump?
I bring you a message. A message I alone was able to read in the fires of the universe.
What are you selling, mister?
Your name is Trump.
Be careful, son. I can sue you.
In order to arrest him, the sheriff has to have a charge.
Well, there's got to be some way to stop him.
I am the only one.
Just me.
I can build a wall around your homes that nothing will penetrate.
You ask, how do you build that wall? You ask, and I'm here to tell you.
You're a liar, Trump.
So if you recall, back in the first time around with Donald Trump, we mentioned this. We mentioned this and we brought this up. But I have to say, all the old school, you know, the book, The Last President, movies like that, it's too perfect to not be something. Do you see what I'm saying? And it turns out that the YouTuber Nefertali 1981 is on the same page as myself. He's put up an entire hour-long video right here, and I'll leave links below, that explain exactly what I'm curious about. How suddenly everyone thinks that Donald Trump and Elon Musk are suddenly on our side. They simply took... This is tough to explain. They simply took Trump because behind Trump, he's going to get rid of people. He's already talked about giving biometrics on the border and biometrics. They've given Trump the ability to have everybody behind him no matter what he does. $88 billion to remove 1 million illegals a year. That comes out to $2 trillion, which comes off of everybody's backs. You see what I mean? That comes out of your taxes. That comes out of your money. It doesn't come for free. Suddenly, no matter what Trump does, all is well. If he's really going to try to remove a million people, if he even makes it to office, it's the 14th of November. January 20th is a long way off. You know what I'm saying? It's a long way off. If he even tries to remove people, he would have to use military on the street. Is that why he didn't mention the DOD directive that was instituted on September 27th, 2024, that allows soldiers to fire on and use lethal force against American citizens? Okay, that's a real thing. It really happened. A lot of people talked about it, and then everybody just kind of brushed it aside. Why didn't Trump mention that? Because he's gone out of his way to threaten everybody in the system, as though he's not friends with them. You see what I'm saying? This is all a big joke. It's all a big, entire joke. I'm starting to believe they put Kamala and Walls up against Trump because they knew it would be a landslide. I thought they were going to steal the election because that made sense, because it would give them violence. But this, I'm seeing people that are fairly hardcore Christians suddenly believe that Trump can do something. We're literally seeing things like this. This is disgraceful. So apparently everybody is using this song to show how much of a Christian they are and how much they are happy that Trump is here to save America. They're playing Madonna's song, Little Prayer, which is a song about her giving oral sex to a priest. It is the most ungodly song ever. You see what I'm saying? And this girl right here is playing it. And putting Jesus' name in there. Thank you to the King of Kings. She's listening to the most blasphemous song ever put out. It was one of the original blasphemous songs ever put out by Madonna. The queen of blasphemy. She was the queen of the Illuminati, but I don't know what happened to her anymore. I don't care. But this is absolutely, utterly, and completely insane. If I didn't have this book to read, Confusion in Christianity, I'd probably lose my entire mind. Look how far I am. This book is 600 pages. I'm telling you about this book because A, the author's name isn't that. B, every single cent made off of that book goes to Rob Skiba's widow. How awesome is that? That book literally ties everything I've ever talked about to the Bible and backs up a lot of things. It debunks a few things, but it is what it is. But I am completely and utterly blown away between myself. I talked to Nicholson in 1968. He can't believe this is going on. He can't believe that everyone suddenly thinks everything is fine. All is well. Good to go. Donald Trump is a billionaire Zionist. Elon Musk is scum of the earth. And both of them are tied into literature that was written 100 years ago that shows them where they're at right now. How insane, utterly insane is that? I've shown you all that. I don't know what else to show you. But you know what? I will show you this. This video right here covers my adventures for the past weekend. So it's going to be live on Jailbreak. Well, actually, it's live on Jailbreak right now. And it's called You Won't Believe What I Found in Indiana. Because it is crazy. The most craziest coincidence ever happened. And it involves Monarch Butterflies, MK Ultra, and Mind Control. You got to watch the video. It's insane. It's utterly insane. And I'd appreciate the support on Jailbreak because now that I've started putting Richie from Boston videos up there once a week, twice a week, three times a week, YouTube is hitting me. So I need your support on that. Or don't. Whatever. It is what it is. But long story longer, Trump is one of them. Hello, do we all get that? Do we all understand that? And some people are actually catching on to that. And Elon, I mean, he's not even hiding his plans.
You said something that caught me right away when we were discussing various issues just before we started.
We got the XAI data center or supercomputer center training. From beginning installation to start of training in 19 days, which is the fastest that anyone has ever gotten a supercomputer to train.
And is that in that new building off to the side?
That's in Memphis, actually.
In Memphis?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's where you were?
Yeah.
I see.
Memphis, okay. The capital of ancient Egypt.
Right. Yeah, you're bringing what?
Perhaps that's where our new God will come from.
Yeah, no kidding.
Perhaps that's where our new God will come from.
No kidding. Yeah, I wish that was funny.
And I also want to remind you that Founded Earth Brothers also did an amazing video on this entire subject, and it's 30 minutes long. Before you jump on the Trump bandwagon, I know, I get it. Everybody wants hope. Nobody wants this to be what it is, but it is what it is. You see what I'm saying? And here's one other thing I want to throw out there real quick. if anybody lives in the Michigan area near this airport that can actually verify, that FEMA is there setting up all these trucks, I need to hear from you, okay? I'm going to Asheville, North Carolina to hook up with somebody that's been there since day one. He lives there. And I'm going to see how I can help him out and at least document as much of it as I possibly can. But I need to know what's going on in Michigan, because the only video we have is the needy homesteader, and she needs to back up from her camera. She's way too close to the camera, and she just blathers on for so long. It's unbelievable, and there's never any actually evidence. It's just her saying it, and then you've got this.
Report. Next would be the airport report. That would be me. The airport was just notified that FEMA has chosen the airport facility as a stationing hub for emergency services through FEMA. They will be serving six counties in this area, and they will be bringing in some 350 semi-trailers with equipment to park on the base. So if you see a lot of trucks coming into the base, that's what it is. It's nothing to get scared about. They're staging for emergency situations in any of these six counties that FEMA.
So a bunch of us made videos years ago, so I guess it's time for a refresher. But people are under the impression that FEMA would be staging someplace for, incidents, events that could happen in the future to protect the American public. Well, FEMA's job isn't to protect the American public. FEMA's job is, and always has been, continuity of government. It has nothing to do with us. You know what I'm saying? If they are sending 350 trucks to Michigan, why didn't they send 350 trucks to Asheville? They didn't. So, listen to this. FEMA is not what you think it is. Or it's not what you... whatever.
A lot of different ways that we could go with this report at this point. I mean, we could spend a long time just digging into the fact that, on record, FEMA was never created, first and foremost, to be a disaster response agency. And most people in the public don't even know this. But it was actually created to be a continuity of government agency. The forerunner of FEMA was the Federal Civil Defense Administration. And I found this old report from Wired back in 2017 that talked about how when FEMA was created in 1979, it actually brought together more than 100 programs from across other areas of government. And although it's publicly the agency that's known for coordinating the government's response to natural disasters, few people in the public understand that much of FEMA's resources go to its primary mission, which is not the public response to natural disasters, but is in fact coordinating the nation's post-apocalypse efforts, and that the majority of FEMA's funding and a third of its workforce is actually hidden in the nation's classified black budget.
Our times are perilous, almost unthinkably so. And it is for that very reason that we must think about it and do something about it, too.
So the real focus of FEMA and its real budget is actually only known to about 20 members of Congress. And the cornerstone of FEMA's world, according to this article, is actually in a deep underground bunker in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains called Mount Weather, where continuity of government is supposed to be taking place. And of course, if watching FEMA fail again and again and again for the umpteenth time and its disaster response on the ground is any indication, the government should probably be pretty concerned that this is the same agency that's in charge of its continuity.
So you see what I'm laying down here? FEMA's job isn't to rescue Americans, and that should be pretty obvious. Look at Katrina. Look at Asheville. Look at pretty much any place that FEMA was supposed to show up and save people. It's not what they do. Their main job, and FEMA is massive. It's an all-encompassing shop that covers so many people. Their job is to continue government operations, even if there's a whatever, civil war, nuclear warfare, etc. So what I need from you guys is, if you live in Michigan, if you can get to that airport, if you have anybody that works there, find out. Let me know if this is legit or not, okay? Because this is going around the internet. The mainstream saying it's complete and utter bullshit. You've got the needy homesteader saying that it's a real thing, but I didn't see any proof of it. And then you've got one of the town officials actually spilling the beans and then retracting everything after the fact. You see what I'm saying? So there, as they say, is that, at any rate, I'm heading to Missouri to pick up mail, and then I'm going to Asheville, North Carolina. And I'm going to be out there for a bit, and I'm going to see what else I can do. I helped a few people in Tennessee out originally, and I'm going to make my way back there now that I actually have a contact in there, instead of just driving into town like a regular YouTuber, just doing it for views. I don't want to do it for views. I want to help people if it's humanly possible and coordinate whatever it is I possibly can, and that's what I'm going to do. At any rate, Richie from Boston, links will be below. I am out.